Updates on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Rogan and Rodney. Fred is out today. Rob Parca, my man Rob Parca, is in with me today. We're going to chop it up for 3 hours. And you know, with Rob Parca in the house, it's going to be interesting. And I won't say controversial, but it will be interesting.
Will be interesting. You already know whenever I'm going to be on, you better bring your big boy pants, Mr. Rodney Peet.
I love it. I always have my big boy pants on, Rob Parker. Always, brother. Hey, we mentioned it in the tease that Tiger Woods was in a car accident this morning in Palos Verdes, Rolling Hills. And from his, there was a report from his agent said that he was in surgery, had multiple leg injuries. They did, as you mentioned, Rob, have to pull him out of the car. And with the jaws of life, it looks bad. The accident looks bad.
Right. We don't know because we're not there. We're not doctors. No. You know what I mean? But it does look bad just from the pictures.
The pictures look bad, but apparently he's the only reports of what was injured were the multiple leg injuries, and we'll see what that entails, and we'll keep you informed as we hear it. Now, the Lakers lose 3 straight games, Rob Parker. And tonight, I guess you could kind of go back and say they lost to Denver, right? They lost to a soaring Brooklyn Nets team.
Yep.
But then they lose to the Wizards in overtime.
That's the one that gets your attention, right?
Yes, that's the one that gets your attention. How did it get your attention? I'll tell you my thoughts on it, too. But I want to know from you, as you, not only just this past game with the Wizards, maybe let's start there, and then this three-game losing streak and where the Lakers are now.
Yeah, you know, that was the one you figured, okay, Brooklyn is beating everybody, so you could accept that. You know what I mean? Like they're good. They're playing great right now. They came in. They won. Fine. But this one, the Wizards are just a bad team. And to be able to come here and get a win, especially, Rodney, when they were down, it's not like they just came out and made every shot and it was one of those nights, right? They were down big and still were able to come back and win. And even though LeBron's numbers, I get the exterior numbers, right? Don't look too bad. What do you have, 31 points or whatever? But when you see the 8 turnovers and the missed threes, you know.
Missed free throw at the end.
Yeah, and stuff like that. You go, man, that's not pretty. And I know Schroeder is missing as well. But still, you would think that they would have enough to beat a team like the Wizards, right? Even if it's by 2 or 3 points or whatever it is to get a win, feel good about the situation. But now there's a lot of stuff out there, Rodney, and they got to really think about it. And I get it. You're not trying to lose and fall into the 6th spot in the Western Conference, right? By not playing LeBron. But you're not trying to win the number 1 seed. All you need to be in is the top 4.
You want to be in the top 4.
That's it.
I agree with you. Because you don't want to, and as people say, it doesn't matter, just want to get in. It kind of does
matter. Nah, it does. You want to have home court.
You want to have some home court, and you don't want to necessarily face your toughest challenge in the opening round of the playoffs.
100%. I agree. I think people think it doesn't matter what spot. I don't think that's accurate. But you know, LeBron's logging a lot of minutes, and people can poo-poo it. I know you look at him and he looks great, Rodney, and you say he's playing great. Even though I will say, because the last time I was on, we were talking about him being the MVP. He's no longer the MVP of the league, the way things have gone.
Who is
Would you agree with that?
Who is it?
Well, no, I just
change in a week.
I would say Embiid at this point. Yeah. They still lead the East, right? I'm just saying it just hasn't been as pretty the last couple games.
Yeah. And that leads me to my point. Is this just a matter of the NBA, and really all sports, Rob, that goes in cycles during the course of a season? Because early on, say a month, when AD was healthy and they had it going, it looked like the Lakers were just unbeatable. They played great on defense. It didn't matter with the deficit. They had the best record in the league for a long stretch of time. And it looked like they were hands down the favorite. And then we looked at you know, the Clippers, who didn't have all their guns and guys still missing in and out, trying to find their way. Then they start to turn it around because they get Paul George and Kawhi Leonard playing again, and now they're looking like the Clippers that everybody expects them to look like. And they turn it around. And then you've got Brooklyn, who, you know, at the start it was like they didn't have all their guys and there's going to be a chemistry issue.
And they couldn't play defense,
they couldn't play defense. Yep. They lost to Cleveland. They lost to this other team. And then they come out and I think they're, what, seven straight or whatever they won. And now they look like the best team in the NBA. Is it a matter with the Lakers right now of it just being part of the cycle that they're in and not to panic too much? Or is this a bigger problem that they got to deal with?
I think it's bigger only from the standpoint that the Lakers are trying to win championships. They're not just trying to get to the playoffs or whatever, right? They're trying to repeat. And ultimately, you want Anthony Davis to take as much time as possible, Rodney, so that he can get right, right? You don't want to rush him back. But you also don't want to burn out LeBron playing games in February and March that won't matter come May and June, right? In year 18. Like, I know everybody thinks he'll just be LeBron, excuse me, the whole way in his career, never have a drop off. But those minutes add up. You know this. There's just a number of minutes that people have in their legs before, you know, they start to go. And do you want to tire LeBron because he's playing some, you know, also ran teams? Or is it time to say, we know you want to play LeBron, but we're the coach. Vogel's the coach. And I'm going to just put you on a minutes restriction regardless. And if we lose a couple of those games, we'll just have to live with it, you know, because we want you at the end. And that's the fear. If I'm a Laker fan, I would fear that LeBron could overdo it because he's compensating for AD. You know what I mean, Rodney? And he could burn himself out before we even get to the playoffs.
How do you do it? Do you do it with a you sit him out totally for games, or do you do a minutes restriction, which I want to get into with you?
Yeah, you know what?
Or do you do that, or do you sit him out, like, say, okay, you got the night off tonight, you're not playing, and they have a strategic way that he just gets a complete night off, as opposed to you're only going to play 30 minutes tonight, and we're going to make sure we monitor that so you don't overplay.
Yeah, you know what? It might be taking some nights off. Like, you look at the schedule back-to-back, you know, whatever it is, and you figure out, like, a plot of plan. And then just decide that a couple of these games, you just aren't going to play. And we'll have to bite the bullet. Or maybe we look at it and say, our team is good enough to beat Detroit, even though Detroit beat the Lakers earlier this year. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you would pick, like, certain teams or whatever situations that still gives your team a chance to win, right? And you decide that you're not going to play him.
Yeah, my thing is, I think you have to shut him all the way down. Because if LeBron is on the bench and the game is close in the fourth,
he's going to want to play.
He's going to want to play, and you're going to have to deal with that issue. But if he's in street clothes, then you don't even have to worry about that. And
That's a good point.
I do believe that there is something going. Because even during that winning streak before they got onto this losing streak, they had a nice winning streak going. Three of those wins were in overtime, and a couple of them were double overtime that they won.
And not against great teams either, right?
Right, so they weren't really blowing people out and dominating teams. And so I think they were on this path before AD got hurt, and now they're on this. But the thing is where does it come from? As we've seen, especially in these last three losses, when LeBron's out of the game taking a rest, that's when the other teams make their run. That's when they come back. So do they have enough weapons and firepower without LeBron to kind of sustain where they are until AD comes back?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's it. Rodney, you put your finger on it. And do they have enough? Is this the same team we thought? I know you did. On paper, this was a better team than last year. Not better from the standpoint that last year's team won a championship, right? So that team is always going to be better. But maybe on paper, when you looked at some of the new additions and the ads or whatever. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that it fits the way it fit last year. Not having Rondo, not having Dwight Howard,
And I think Schroeder being out during this time.
Yeah, that hurts too.
Really hurts them.
Yeah.
Not that he's, you know, and I think he was going to be a key component for the Lakers. I think he still will, because he can give you a lot of offense as well as play somewhat defense. But Rondo gave you that little X factor last year, right? He gave you offense last year along with his tenacity and leadership.
Oh, big time.
But I think the big glaring thing is the lack of rim protection that they have. I think the disappointment is probably with what they are getting out of Marc Gasol more than anything else, because I think Montrezl Harrell, they're getting some offense from him, but I don't think they thought bringing him in that he was going to be this rim protector, a dominant defensive player.
No, he's too small.
So he can't do that.
Right?
But they were hoping Marc Gasol can kind of fill that role from JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard.
Man, they missed those two guys. Let's just be honest, yeah. Rodney. Well, can we say that,
yes,
right? They missed those two guys.
100% they do. 100%. And how do they fix that? Do they fix that through trade? Do they make a move and go get somebody? How do they fix it going forward, especially if AD comes back? And, you know, we're all hoping that he does and comes back healthy, but there's no guarantee that he will.
Right. And the other part is, I guess Boogie Cousins got released, right, from Houston. Yeah. Apparently, from what I read, the Lakers aren't interested now at this point, right? I mean, he's on a bad team and he couldn't stay there, so I think they might have just decided, you know what I mean? Like, even though he's a big guy, big body, that maybe he just, the time has come and gone for Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. So the big question is do you put LeBron on a minutes restriction until AD comes back? Do you sit him? How do you deal with LeBron going forward? I want to hear from our folks, from our listeners too.
No doubt.
You know, 866-987-2572. What do you guys think about LeBron and what you should do? What should the Lakers do with LeBron in terms of his minutes, in terms of his rest? I will say this, Rob, that for the first time, and I took LeBron at his word when he said, look, I don't get tired. I'm not one for minutes restrictions. If I'm out there playing, I feel good. Last night he looked tired.
Right.
I for the first time it felt and it looked evident that he is fatigued and tired. And I'm not saying, you know, the turnovers, because he's had turnovers before late in games and we've called him out on the missed free throw at the end that was quality. But he looked tired. The foul on Westbrook that gave him a 3-point play at the end of the game. It just looked like he was a fatigued LeBron. What did you think?
I agree with you. And I think the minutes are catching up. And he was the one very vocal. You mentioned it earlier about wanting that time off during the All-Star break to recharge his battery. So that's not going to happen, right? You know how that weekend is, Rodney. That's another. Flying to Atlanta, the whole, you got to do the press conference, you got to do this, got to do that. All the other stuff that goes with that weekend, play that game, when that could have been a nice 4 days or whatever to just kick back and recharge your battery, that ain't happening now. So it compounds it now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It really does. And they're in a tough situation, whether or not, you know, because they don't want to. Again, I don't think they're going to slide to the AC.
No. They're not going to go. They're just in a slump, but they're not falling that far.
But to they've got to find, I guess they got to, from the eye test, Rob, they got to see this team perform when LeBron is on the bench. And so far, it's, I don't know now, but it is certainly, they don't play as well, don't score as well, don't play defense as well when LeBron is on the bench. And usually they've been able to alternate AD and LeBron in the game, and they're not able to do that now, and it's getting exposed right now.
Big time, and they got to get it corrected. You can't wait too long. You got to figure it out, and you got to think about not just the here and now, but down the road. That's the tough part. You know, if LeBron wasn't 36, year 18, and all the other stuff, you know, it would be different. But you got to deal with him. And I think they need to take the decision out of his hands, that this has to be management, front office, general manager, coach, more so than LeBron. LeBron's going to want to play. You just said it. If it's a close game, what's he going to do? He's going to want to get in there if he's dressed, Rodney. So you got to make sure that he's not dressed.
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to be a fight on the bench, and it's going to be a not a pretty sight to see LeBron upset trying to. LeBron's going to walk to the scorer's table and put himself in the game.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
All right, 866-987-2570. We want to hear what you think about the minutes for LeBron. Are they overworking him while AD is out? Do they need to sit him? Do they need to put him on a minutes restriction? Rob Parker. Rob Parker's in for Fred.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Padres have agreed to terms with their superstar shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. on a deal, $340 million.
Cool story, bro. Good for you. Let me just, hold on. I wanted to double check. A father.
Rodney Peace.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peace.
And this guy.
Fred Rogan. AM 570 LA Sports.
Let's go. My uncle's taught a new guy to us. My mama taught me how to use a rubber.
Let's go.
I was 6 years old trying to sell a new candy.
Look at you, Ronnie. Coming back with it. Let's go. Rob Parker's in for Fred today. Chopping it up. Talking about LeBron. Talking about the Lakers on a three-game losing streak. But with that losing streak, what do they need to do with LeBron James? As he is averaging almost 40 minutes a night, is he on his way to being worn down for the playoffs? What do the Lakers need to do with LeBron James? We want to hear from you. 866-987-2570. Let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go to let's go Manuel and Gardena.
Manuel, my
Manuel,
man.
Manuel.
I got some wings with his name on it.
Hey, Manuel, what's happening,
man? Rodney, first off, happy Black History Month. I say that as a Rogan and Rodney thing, we carry it on into March, all 31 days.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, we got short change in February anyway. Yeah. The shortest month of the year. You know what I'm saying?
But, hey, the brothers deserve the respect, so happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Hey, as far as LeBron, I think, yeah, we have to save him from himself. You know, and then maybe that'll make the unit become a little cohesive. I would look at Boogie, truth be told, man. Wow, what could it hurt? Now, hey, I did want to touch one thing, guys.
Yeah.
That stretch of road, God bless Tiger Woods, man. He's lucky to be alive. Yeah. I do service, like, literally half mile away from there, man. And I would advise anybody that needs to come down Hawthorne, go down Silver Spur, man. That Hawthorne stretch that hits Black Horse, man, it's a death trap. It's a, like one of the steepest hills. That and Crenshaw, fellas. Circumvent it. Don't go down it, man. You see, man. Hopefully, Tiger's all right. Yeah. Keep up the great work, fella.
Good info.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Well, appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. Just be careful. Anytime you're driving out there, especially now as people are starting to get back
on the road
right now.
Big time, Rodney.
So you got to be careful. All right. Let's go. Johnny in L.A. You're on AM 570 L.A. Sports. Johnny, what's on your mind? What should the Lakers do with LeBron James?
We have to protect LeBron from himself, okay? If you put the cookie jar in front of the kid with the jar open, what is he going to do?
Eat them all.
You need to protect him from himself, okay? He needs to have days off, not restricted minutes. Because like Rodney said, he'll want to come in that game when it's close. But we got bigger problems than just LeBron, okay? I think we have an issue with management here, okay? Yeah, we can put some respect on Rob's name for last year. But this year, I mean, he's done us no favors. How does he let JaVale McGee just walk away when he was getting paid minimum wage? Mark Gasol, okay, we love the Gasol family, but Mark looks like he has cement boots on. He cannot move on defense. We don't need any type of offensive scoring or a guy who can pass well. We don't need that from our center. We just need rim protection. And Rob has let a Zubac walk right over to the Clippers, let Thomas Howard go to the Washington Wizards, Mo Wagner, Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson. I mean, yeah, Rob's brought in a few players last year, but what has he done for us lately? And let's look at his missteps. Could you imagine Julius Randle and Jordan Clarkson on this team? Okay. I mean, it'd be a much different team. So I think Rob is living off of the backs of LeBron and AD, and he hasn't done much for us lately at all.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
They made moves.
I can't fault Rob Palenka because all the heat that he took And I gave it to him as much as anybody. He got it. You got to give him credit for what he was able to do and finishing off getting AD here and then bringing in, you know, the Rondos and those folks. And I even think this year, I think the one misstep that we can point to, Rob, as we alluded to, is letting both of those guys go, meaning JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard.
You probably had to keep one of those two. You couldn't let them both go. And I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. So I do got to give Rob, and we'll see how it plays out, you know. But as we're finding out, Marc Gasol is not the same guy in terms of defense that he once was.
No, you know what? I think I saw him. He started in the Wizard of Oz. He was the Tin Man, right?
Oh man! Oh, it's just a matter of time. We're 25 minutes in, and he's shooting from the hip already.
You already know it.
Let's go, Polo and Rosemead. Polo, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. What should the Lakers do with LeBron James?
Rodney, your man, Polo.
Yeah, what's up, Polo?
What's up?
With the positivity, but I do miss Rogan's negativity, I got to say. That being said, and by the way, I agree with the last caller. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
You guys, I guess, the short of the month. I say go to July, man. Go to July.
All the way.
That being said, bottom line, I feel that, the coach should step in. You know what I mean? But look, guys. It's the same old story. It's the same old story. We hear it every year with the Tom Brady's, with these greats. And same old questions, you know, that come out through the season. They go through these losing streaks. Same questions are asked. Bottom line is they come through at the very end when it counts. And, the coach, I agree. He should step in a little bit. He is the coach. And, perhaps take a few minutes off here and there, but it's LeBron. He's an anomaly. Same with Tom Brady's, the great.
Yeah, but it's a little different.
They do what they do.
Tom Brady's not playing defense. And
I agree. I totally
and
agree.
Rules are in you're place right. that you can't beat up the quarterback
right.
like when Rodney was playing. Am I right, Rodney?
No.
It's a little,
you're right.
It's yeah, a little different
right.
NFL.
And they're not asking Tom Brady to be
Lamar Jackson. I'm just talking about greats in general. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I get
guys,
it.
They're almost like, it's like untouchable when it comes to that at the end. You know, it's like the same old questions, and they come through.
Yeah.
Bottom line, they just come through.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Paul. Absolutely.
But you know, Rodney, you know, I mean, that sounds good. You know, Tom Brady and LeBron and all this, but
dude, it's not the same sport.
It's not the same.
No.
Just not the same.
You don't have to run up and down the court. Tom Brady, if he was asked to, it'd be like Lamar Jackson playing at 43.
Right.
You know, and he made a
living. And we want you to run.
Do the same thing you did when you were 23.
When you're 23, right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different story with LeBron and him running up and down the court and being himself. The one thing that we can't measure and nobody has an idea, and people can say, yes, I know my body, I know this, I know who I am, but that Father Time, it hits you sometimes unexpectedly. And you start to feel things before you actually know it, and they're happening to you unexpectedly. And I'm not saying that that's happening to LeBron, but you have to protect him in that respect. Let's go, Mickey in West LA. Mickey, you're on AM 570 LA Sports.
Rod.
What's going
hey,
on?
Rob.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, Rob. All good. This is Jordan's dad, Rob.
Well, what's happening? How are you?
I'm good. No complaints. Just working crazy. Crazy busy.
That's but what we have to do
to
this time.
Guys.
Rodney, Jordan was my student at USC.
Nice.
And we've done some projects together. Me and Jordan, we're cool still, even after school. But he's a great guy.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Thank you very much. So I've got two words, and I got two more words. First two, more wine.
Yes.
Second two, sit him. Let him get some rest.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah, we agree.
Know, like you said, getting old, man, you wake up one morning, you feel great. The next morning, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, when did that happen?
Yeah. Now, I appreciate the call, Mickey, and thanks for shout out and say hello to Jordan for sure. Rob, I mean, that is the thing about getting old. And do you think that, because there's all this talk about LeBron, And you mentioned it earlier about MVP, and he's was the leading candidate in your mind. Now he's not.
Right.
But one of the reasons why he was looked at as he's the MVP is because he was playing 40 minutes a night.
And putting up the numbers. And then without AD, they were still winning, so it looked really good. Like, you know, Rodney, when both of those guys are playing, they normally X out each other, right? It's hard to win the MVP. But with AD being down, had they been winning these games, right, and LeBron was playing good, then people would be like, oh, he's the MVP of the league. But now they've hit this rough patch. He's still putting up numbers, but it's just not – they're not winning. So it just makes it a little harder to look at him and say he's the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, you can even overlook those games where they didn't play well. They won them in overtime, and they had that winning streak. But it really wasn't, you know, a dominant effort by the team. They were just winning, so it masked a lot of the things and a lot of the problems that we're seeing right now. Let's go Jordan. Jordan in Newport Beach. Jordan, what's going on? You're on AM570 LA Sports with Rob Park and Rodney Peake.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey, just wanted to touch base on, you know, the Dwight and JaVale, you know, leaving. It's killing us. That's one of the missing pieces is an athletic rim protector.
Yep.
Looking at JaVale's contract right now, it's around $4 million. Wes Matthews, I mean, we had as many points as him last night with 27 minutes played. Gasol's on a veteran minimum, not doing anything. Pair those guys up. Let's get JaVale back for $4 million.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if that's a
if it's doable.
Doable or available, but that's interesting. I still going back to that. You wonder if that is going to be one of the things that bites the Lakers. And are they in panic mode right now as they watch the first half of the season going, man, we definitely need a rim protector here.
And then what about if there's a duel between Brooklyn and the Lakers, right, for Andre Drummond when they try to pull a trigger on that?
And that's the thing. I don't think the Lakers can't afford Andre Drummond. And the only, you know, way they do that or Blake Griffin is through a buyout situation. So I don't know if that's going to be even doable.
Right.
I know it sounds great, but for the Lakers,
but
I don't know.
Logistically,
if either one of those,
right.
Yeah, logistically, I don't know if any one of those sound right. All right, let's get one more in real quick. Our man from New Jersey, Mitch, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. What's going on, Mitch?
How's it going, Rob, Ronnie? You do get respect, Mr. Parker, like yourself.
Thank you.
Limit his minutes, that's all you have to do, and play more of your team, the young guys, especially Montrezl Harrell was a steal. Let's see him in the center. Sit Marc Gasol down. Come on. I think he could be better than Draymond Green without the personal fouls, too. I think he's smart. Let's see him play more. Give him more minutes. And that's what I'm hoping for. I'm a fan of his. Limit his LeBron's minutes. I hope he plays the 45. Don't tell him that, though.
All right, Mitch. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call. Yeah, he's gonna play until he says
till his leg falls off, right?
Until the wheels come off, he's gonna play. I just, you know, with where it's going right now for them, how angry or pissed off you think these guys are gonna be, Rob? I hate to bring it up because I know it's not one of our topics today, but how angry are you think these guys are gonna be having to go down to Atlanta and participate in the All-Star Week?
Not happy. This could be bad. Like LeBron said it, I'll be there physically, but not mentally. Where they just check out or they just decide, I'm just so, you know, over this thing, Rodney, and I don't want to be here. And it's not like your typical All-Star game where you could let your hair down, have some fun, and do some stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is not going to be that. So that's why it's like, why even bother? Why are we going through this? And it ain't a big cash windfall for the NBA by them having the All-Star game. They easily could have just decided to play, you know, like taking the time and take the L, especially because they asked players to come back early.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it was just a bad mistake, and it's going to leave a bad taste in a lot of players' mouth, especially after they come home and thinking about they could have had 4 or 5 days off of just doing nothing, and they had to go do this in front of, because it's all about the fans. As you said before,
right.
It's a fan event. And the fans can't be there and participate, so why are we doing it in the first place? All right, let's go to let's switch gears, Rob Parker. Let's go to your favorite sport and go down to Camelback Ranch.
Oh my!
Yeah, check in with our man, and we've deemed him and myself, Rob Parker, we are the Barbecue Brothers.
The Barbecue Brothers,
yes.
And but I'm sure when you talk about Rodney, he's got the hot sauce. Am I right?
Oh yeah, the hot sauce. David Vasse, what's going on, brother?
Hey, my barbecue brother. What's up, Rob Parker? I'm out here at Camelback Ranch I'm here. I'm great, man. Baseball's back. The crack of the bat. I'm out here socially distanced from the Dodgers as they take batting practice on field one here at Camelback Ranch. So I'm having a good time. Justin Turner has already heckled me and told me that I was welcome for having him on the show to boost my ratings last night on Dodger Talk. And he also, Rodney, wanted to know, you know, whether or not I pay Andre Ethier to go on the radio because he's helped carry my career as well. So we're back. It's like we haven't missed a beat.
No, I know. And I know they're all excited to be back there, Dave. And I want to say this before we get into more specifics. People were ready to take some shots at us on social media, Dave. I think there's some hating and jealousy going on about the Barbecue Brothers yesterday.
Oh, was really? That Fred Rogan burner account? Those might have been Rogan burner accounts.
It might have been. But that's okay. We just keep it moving. All right, Dave. So we got everybody in town. Everybody's there. We know the usual suspects, and we know the players and the Mookie Betts. The Justin Turner's back. But who should we have our eye on, and who do you think that is going to be a breakout player in this spring that we don't know about yet and maybe is kind of, you know, under the radar right now that we should kind of start thinking about?
Yeah, I've mentioned this a few times, and I'll keep banging the drum on Zach McKinstry. He was taking ground balls today along with Gavin Lux at second base. I really believe there's an opportunity for him, and I know the Dodgers are going to give him every opportunity during the spring training to prove himself. As far as the guy to keep your eye on, I really believe it's Cody Bellinger, a guy that you wouldn't think that I would say his name, but he's coming off right shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
And I've been around guys like Adrian Gonzalez and Hanley Ramirez that had the same lead shoulder surgery, and they have told me that even though they're in the lineup, they're playing, they just didn't feel like themselves. Even Mark McGwire, who I talk to often, told me the same thing. So I would say fans should definitely keep that in mind if Cody Bellinger is not hitting those Cody bombs like we're accustomed to, especially early in the season.
How about the addition of David Price? It's like you added a big-time pitcher who obviously opted out last year. But I was reading some comments from him, and he was just talking about how tough it was last year to make that decision and then to see, you know, the team that he was supposed to be on last year win a championship. What is it like having David Price around, and the Dodgers got to be thrilled to get him back?
Yeah, I saw him out here doing those pitcher drills off the mound where they have to simulate a sacrifice bunt. He looked really good, I mean, from what I could tell, and Austin Barnes has caught him. He spoke on the Zoom yesterday in bullpen sessions, and he said Price looks really good as well. And I know David feels really confident over the fact that his body, his arm, feels better than it did even 6 months ago. So I know he's optimistic, and I know it's only one or two bullpen sessions as of now, but the catcher, Austin Barnes, really likes what he has seen. So he's going to add to depth. You know, a lot of teams, including the Dodgers, are concerned about covering 1,500 innings again as a staff over the course of 162 compared to the limited number of starts for pitchers last year. So David Price coming back, Trevor Bauer being signed, has now allowed the Dodgers to go 7 legitimate deep pitchers. And, you know, I know a lot of people want to talk about the Padres, but they certainly don't go as deep as that.
Let me follow up, sorry, Rodney, on this. You know, Ian Desmond decided to opt out a second year. Did you guys get a chance to ask Price what was the difference between last year and this year and why he was able to, you know, reconcile and opt in? Where I was really surprised about Desmond in the second year, especially a player who's 35 years old. But was there anything, did David Price struggle with coming back?
When I asked him about that, when he first spoke to the media, when he got to camp, Rob, he said there was really no doubts about opting out a second time because he saw the way Major League Baseball handled things last year, and he felt like they did a good job to keep everybody healthy. So he was committed to coming back. And he also said, Rob, the decision to opt out was made a lot easier by the Dodgers winning the World Series, because you remember how they were trying to piece it together with openers in the World Series and the NLCS.
Yeah.
Right.
They were David Price short last year, and he said if they would not have won the World Series, he would have felt a lot of guilt for opting out of the season.
Yeah, you know what? Because people always will look at that because the Dodgers did win it and say, oh, he must be kicking himself.
Right.
He must be kicking himself that he didn't wasn't a part of that. But I think you're right, Dave. The other side of that is if they didn't win, he would have felt guilty that he wasn't there to help his team win. So that is a great point. But staying on pitching, Dave, and you mentioned the abundance of pitchers and the wealth they had and the depth they have in pitching. We saw some young guys last year come through. And with that depth, who's in jeopardy of not making the club, and who's going to start off down in the minor league?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always felt now covering the Andrew Friedman Dodgers that nobody really wins a job out of spring training. I feel like they have done such a great job looking at the first month or 2 months of the season, and they know what the matchups are against certain teams. So it's not I just haven't seen a player have a torrid spring and all of a sudden displace another player that's having a cold spring. It just doesn't seem to factor into the decision. So I don't know how that plays out, but I would say, you know, guys like Matt Beatty are fighting for a spot on this roster, but the Dodgers are very left-handed heavy with these role players, and they need maybe a guy that they acquired from the Oakland A's, Sheldon Noisy, to prove something that they wanted to see in spring training to give them a little bit more balance when they do these platoons and give guys days off, because their regulars, Pollock, Mookie Betts, Justin Turner, to name a few, I mean, those are the most formidable right-handed hitters in their lineup, but on days that they're giving a Muncy a day off, they need to find that balance outside of Chris Taylor.
One last thing I want to ask you. The Dodgers aren't shaking in their boots by what the Padres did, but the Padres have to be on their mind a little bit. Like, there's going to be, you know, a hunt for the division this year, because they did add three starters to their rotation. They scored the third most runs in Major League Baseball last year. Only the Rays and Dodgers scored more. Are the Padres on the Dodgers' radar?
They definitely are, but not in the way that you're describing, Rob. The Dodgers players that have spoken so far, Clayton Kershaw, Justin Turner, have all acknowledged that the Padres have improved, and it is going to be more of a challenge to win the division this year because of what they've done. Justin Turner actually said it's going to be like playing the World Series 19
wow.
times. So
wow.
they are giving the Padres their due. But Andre Ethier said something interesting with Rodney and I yesterday when he said if the Dodgers start to beat the Padres in the regular season, that's going to get into the Padres' head, and that's going to put a lot of doubt in their head. So I know in baseball they don't emphasize regular season games, but there is the mental game that Andre Ethier said could play a big part in what goes forward in October.
Yeah, that's a good point that he made, that if the Dodgers beat up on them early on, it could be like, we did all of this in the offseason and we still can't beat them. And so mentally it could be a psychological advantage going forward for the Dodgers. Well, Dave, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for checking in. Enjoy yourself down there. Stay safe, stay warm. Don't have any big barbecues without me, brother.
I never would. You get the first invite. It's 80 degrees and just a few clouds in the sky here, so it definitely feels like spring training in Arizona.
Life is good.
Life is good. Well, as you've probably heard by now, Tiger Woods was in a car accident early this morning, had surgery, was in the hospital, multiple leg injuries is what we've been told. We're going to bring our man on. We're going to bring our man, our expert on, who's the number one person in my speed dial if I call if I've been in an accident. Mr. Jacob and Ronnie's going to come on and talk a little bit about that and talk about some other things as well. AM 570 LA Sports.
And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon Delight.
I say hasta luego, mami fuego. Pat me down here bilingual, daddy lego. Yo quiero.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
Afraid-o. Let me have it. I'm more puppy, let me hit though. I just want the beso. Let me kiss the peso. Yo te amo all this. He like
let it go for a minute.
No, he like it in the dead. Throw it back. He said, ay, mami, me vuelves loco. Ay, bad little mami, like so. God dance with me, baby. Lo quiero, so brilla. Give me what I want, no deal. I want you, no spere. Ay Dios mío, he want me. Yo boy, I see him. Let me love you, mi pasión es real. Me gustan los feels. Come to me, baby.
Today. Man, I thought I was at Magic City.
Whoa. Today's Afternoon Delight is Baylor by Day Soulan. The young rapper released this track last week as she on the verge of her one-year anniversary of being a member of the 400 imprint label. Soulan has mostly appeared as a featured artist on YG songs over the last year or so. However, the roles are reversed on this particular track as Soulan takes top billing with YG playing the role of the featured artist. Again, today's Afternoon Delight is Bela by Dave Soulan featuring YG. I like it, Ronnie.
I do too. Real good.
What do you say you feel like you was in Magic City?
Yeah, I just, you know, and 100 singles just came out of my pocket during this song. Ronnie don't know about that. He used to years ago.
I used to.
That, you know what?
All right.
And now, from the court to the courtroom with Jacob M. Ronnie.
That's right. Let's bring on our man. If you've ever been in an accident, he is the only one. Put him in your speed dial. I got him in mind. Jacob M. Ronnie. Jacob, how you doing?
Jacob.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am good. How are you? I'm on with Rob Parker today, man. How are you?
Mr. Parker.
What's up, Jacob? How are you, my man?
Nice talking to you, my friend.
Always.
All right, Jacob. So we got the news this morning, and it's perfect that you're on with us because Tiger Woods, as we've all heard, got in an accident today in Rolling Hills. What do you know about it? What's the situation? Just kind of talk us through that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, I know that the accident occurred at 7 o'clock or 7:10 in the morning, and, you know, we obviously, you know, want to know what caused for him to go off the road and have the car flip over multiple times. One of the first things that, you know, obviously the authorities are always going to look at is to see if, you know, there was anything other than just, you know, single car accident involved, whether there was something that pulled in front of him. When you look at the actual vehicle, thank God that he was in a SUV.
Yeah.
Because I think you can see that, you know, the actual SUV landed pretty far into the, you know, mountain, the base of the mountain. And, you know, they're obviously not saying much. They're saying that they didn't find anything alcohol related, but obviously they're going to do, you know, all of, you know, their research the way they're supposed to in the investigation. I think, you know, knowing the fact that he's in surgery now with, you know, multiple leg injuries, even though, you know, obviously we're all saddened by it, but, you know, there is some news in there, you know, that hopefully he doesn't have a head injury. Most of these type of accidents, you know, you come out of there with head injury that could, you know, turn into, God forbid, being some type of a brain injury. So, you know, I see a lot of these. Most of the time, you know, they occur with another car, but I've also seen it occur with single cars. And I think one of the things we forget is that sometimes, you know, we're on our phones and it's a lack of attention. Sometimes it's, you know, being tired. So, you know, none of that information has come out yet, Rodney, but I think, you know, we are all saddened for him and his family that this occurred. But within the big picture, I think, you know, there is good news that, you know, he has just suffered some, based on what they're saying, just some, you know, injuries to his legs. And, right, you know, he's going to have surgery.
Well, yeah. And that being said, it brings me to the point, Jacob, that I wanted to ask you, because people look at accidents and say they're the same. But you know that the difference between an accident in a truck is different than an accident in a typical car. Talk about that.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you can see that, you know, most of the time when people are injured in accidents, a lot of time it has a lot to do with, you know, what type of other vehicle was involved. You know, a lot of times, you know, we were even taught in law school, you know, if you're driving and you see an 18-wheeler or a big truck next to you, move over to another lane because, you know, the movement of those trucks, sometimes they don't see you, you're in their blind spot, and when those accidents occur, you know, a lot of times you're dealing with some major injuries. You know, another aspect that I want to share, you know, with our listeners is that, you know, you kind of look in these situations, and I kind of go back to the Tiger Woods situation, is that we get a chance to see, you know, being in a, you know, SUV or being in a bigger, you know, bigger vehicle, a lot of times can save lives. And, you know, that's the same aspect we see when we have truck accidents. A lot of times the big truck can really demolish another vehicle, but the truck, you usually don't even see anything. You just see some scratches on it. But, you know, the person in the other vehicle, you know, was destroyed. And a lot of times, because, you know, we've talked before, the truck accidents are different, is because if you are involved in a truck accident, you have to look at a lot of stuff, the truck, you know, the maintenance of the truck, you know, how long they were driving for. A lot of times they're, you know, driving for a long time. People are tired. So, you know, a lot of that information is important. But, you know, again, Rodney, just kind of going back to a day today when, you know, I got the news on Tiger Woods. Obviously, you know, I was extremely bothered, you know, by hearing that, you know, yet another, you know, people that we all know, you know, as an athlete has been involved, you know, in a unfortunate situation. But, you know, I'm hoping that we get good news for him.
Yeah, we all are praying for him that it comes out to be.
No doubt. We've had our share of sadness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the last couple
of years, boy, it's been tough. All right, Jacob, I want to switch gears because we've been talking about this all morning. And as you know, you're a Laker partner, and you're feeling it as much as anybody.
The biggest Laker guy out there. I'm going to call you a Laker homer, but I'm going to be nice.
Right. You can call me a homer. It's all right, good.
Laker
I got no
homer.
Problem with that, Rob.
Yeah. All right, Jacob, you know he takes
pride in that, of course.
Yes. Yes.
It's like I'm a USC homer, as Jacob is a USC homer, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I worked there, but yeah. I ain't a homer. All right.
The blood doesn't flow through your veins.
No, I
like
know. I didn't get a sheepskin from there.
Thank you, Rodney.
But we've been talking about LeBron and his minutes, and now that you know, they're on this three-game losing streak, it feels, and for the first time, I'll say this, Jacob, that it feels like LeBron was a little bit fatigued last night and was a little bit tired last night.
Oh, Rodney, absolutely. I mean, listen, you know, I'm a big LeBron fan, but last night you could really see he was trying to do too much, number one. You know, there was a lot that was happening. He looked tired. You know, he was trying to carry the team. It was a lot of just everybody just pass it to LeBron and, you know, go stand on your side. You know, he had a play on the corner when he was trying to, you know, go through his legs and all that. And it was him and the sideline. And, you know, the sideline won. We lost the ball there. So there's no question about the fact that, you know, obviously, you know, missing, you know, AD and Schroeder, you know, makes it very difficult. But, you know, LeBron does look like he's a little bit tired and he needs to get some rest. Again, let's not forget these games. They're just, you know, they're just games right now. They're just, you know, season games. You're going to lose some, you're going to win some. Most important is to make sure that he doesn't push too hard and we don't get another injury. But I'll tell you another thing. I think, you know, this is important. It tells us what the Lakers need. You know, I predicted 3 weeks ago that they would for sure, you know, waive Quinn Cook because they were not going to pay him a guaranteed contract. They need that extra spot. And, you know, last night was the night, you know, it was going to become, I think it's the 24th today, I think it was going to become guaranteed. So we knew that he was going to be, you know, at least I felt like he was going to be waived, and now they got two spots. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, DeMarcus. I don't really know if DeMarcus is the answer. They got to keep those two spots open. They need a big guy. There's no question. I mean, we're suffering. Yeah, we need a rim protector. So, you know, I think a lot's going to happen in the next few weeks. But, you know, it's good to know what you need, and this is the time to, you know, go get it.
And Rodney and I were talking about the best way of going about it. And Rodney, I think his idea is right, is that LeBron needs to miss some games because if he's dressed and on the bench and there's a close game, he's not going to buy into the minute restriction. He's going to want to go into the game. He's going to walk past Vogel and just go in and say, I'm playing, you know, to try to win the game. You agree with Rodney? He probably needs to sit out a few full games and get real rest.
Absolutely. I think he needs rest. I think there's no question about it. And, you know he's a competitor. You know, he made it very clear last night, I'm not asking for any rest. But you know what? You got to think about the long term of this, you know, of the vision. We got to go get number 18, and he needs to be healthy. And trying to push it now, you know, in the end of February to, you know, try to win, you know, some games is going to hurt us in the long run. So definitely I feel like, you know, they have to, you know, have him sit a couple of games. Unfortunately, you know, with AD out and, you know, now sitting him, you know, God knows what we're going to see on the court because, you know, obviously everybody else feeds off of him. But I think we got to think about the ultimate prize and, you know, we can't push LeBron's minutes. You know, we cannot have him get injured.
Absolutely not. And we can't have you get injured, Jacob. That's why we love you, brother.
Love you too, my man.
Thanks for coming on. And remember, if you've ever been in an accident, there's only one person to call. Put him in your speed dial, 844-24-JACOB, or visit calljacob.com.